You're listening to the Closing Market Report on this Tuesday afternoon, and we're in the midst of our spring pledge drive. If you've already given, thank you so much. If not, how about dialing this number right now, 217-244-9455, or if you're on the websites, just hit contribute up at the top of the page in the red box. It's all really important. However you do it, make sure you tell them you're supporting agriculture. Speaking of which, let's check the weather forecast for the growing regions of the world. On the phone line is Don Day of Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon to you, Don.
Good afternoon, Todd.
It's a beautiful day here. Farmers would like it to stay that way, to heat up just a bit. Maybe they could get some planters rolling. Let's start with the Delta region because they, frankly, are behind at this point, while the folks here in our part of the world are, not yet behind. They haven't gotten a good start even.
Yeah, I tell you, it's going to be very frustrating for farmers really all across the United States, and everyone's going to have a different reason to be a little bit frustrated. But first, for the Delta, they are behind, and they are going to be looking at a system coming in this weekend and early next week that's going to bring another shot of wet weather and unseasonably cold temperatures. We could see freezing temperatures all the way down into Oklahoma, northeast Texas, and before that cold air comes in, there's going to be a swath of what will be significant rains in that Delta region. So cool and wet weather is going to come back in. They're going to get a little bit of a break later this week, but next week does not start off well.
And how do we fare through that process here in the Midwest?
Same boat. We are going to enjoy the warmer, more spring-like weather that we've got now, but as we get into early next week, a very vigorous front for this time of year, even here in early April. The air behind it is impressively cold. Coming in on the back side of it, ahead of it, rain, thunderstorm activity will be breaking out Sunday night and into Monday. And then temperatures behind this front are going to be unseasonably cold. And we're looking at hard freezing temperatures coming in. And that's going to keep our temperatures in the long term, on average, still below normal.
Long term meaning how far out? 10 days, 14 days, longer than that?
I didn't stop you, did I?
No.
we're going to have some warm-ups in between these cold shots, but we see a wave train, we call it, of weather systems going across the northern tier of the United States. And with a lot of cold air left up in Canada, they're going to put in a pretty good shot of cold air in behind them. So while we don't see prolonged cold, we see enough of these systems coming through to keep us in any pattern that's going to give us consecutive days where we can really warm up and start to gain a foothold and gain some ground on this cold winter and spring that we're going through.
And finally, if you could hop over to Eastern Europe, Ukraine in particular, where I think it's been really dry and actually a little on the warm side for the beginning of their season. Maybe I've got that wrong. Do you have details?
No, you are absolutely correct. That is one part of Europe that has been very dry, and right now the forecast is for that area to stay warmer and drier than normal. There's a blocking ridge of high pressure that is centered over the Ukraine and many areas of Eastern Europe. Now, on either side of that high pressure ridge, there's been precipitation and some decent weather conditions. But unfortunately for the Ukraine, some areas of Eastern Europe, they've got probably another week or 10 days of warmer and drier than normal conditions.
Speaking of a week, we'll talk to you in one of those. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. He joins us on this Tuesday afternoon edition of the Closing Market Report. You can support us by dialing this number right now, 217-244-9455. And thank you. I'm Todd Gleason.